Hello, this is The Way of Fairness. My name is Stephen Childs. I'm going to play a recording on this podcast, and this is like a introduction to that. And the reason I'm doing it this way is I had an afterthought about the recording podcast that I will play in its entirety in a few minutes. I had this realization that this Jesus character that I'm calling Slime Mold, or Judas that I'm calling Slime Mold, Parasite, it's not really a person or a being, in my belief. It's some human playing the role. Like, I've been in many situations where someone claims that they're Satan. I'll bring up the word Satan to try to fight against this stuff. And they'll claim to be Satan. So, you know, like, you're going to have to defeat me because I'm Satan. So, people claim to be Jesus. You know, there's this phrase that to scare the bejesus out of someone. So somebody stopped trying to play the role of Jesus. I could try to play the role of the all-powerful Jehovah or the all-powerful Allah. And so there's not really an Allah or a Judas. There's just a bunch of people playing like it's them. All right, so now I'm going to play the video, play the recording. And I hope you have a great day, and we're winning. Truth and fairness is winning. Hello, this is The Way of Fairness. My name is Stephen Childs. I wish I had some evidence, some physical evidence of what is happening with me, because it's very unfair to me. But I don't have physical evidence. It's what I have is telepathic communication within my own mind. And I can't even see who's making the thoughts. I don't have any idea. And So I keep wondering, why am I making comments and videos, podcasts, and such about this stuff when there's no evidence on it? Well, the reason is because it's all I can do. I have two choices, basically. I can either do what I'm doing and talk about the unseen, the real experience that there's no evidence of, telepathic thought, or I can be quiet about it and keep it within and not say anything. And the result of that is there's not going to be any change. And so I'm hoping by making continuing updates on this other unseen world of telepathic thought that is seen as complete insanity by some psychiatrists, to do that, I will continue to be abused by it. And so, that's why I'm continuing to make documentation of my experience. And just now, I'll start with what just happened, and then I'll go back to what preceded it. They just told me, the unseen mind just told me, that Judas is gone. And when I think about that, about this telepathic world, that's a big deal for me. It's like a huge thing, because
Judas was the power behind a tremendous amount of abuse that I experienced. And in my experience, this Judas category had more power than the Jesus or the Satan categories. See, I'm not even saying those are actually real. They're not necessarily real individual sentient beings. They could be just a group of people that support an idea. So I'm just working with alliances of people. That is real. We have alliances of people. Now I have some evidence. The people that are devoted to Judas. There's the band, rock and roll band Judas Priest, and there's the Gospel of Judas Iscariot. For me, it was about the other aliens, that they were in the position of being Judas. There are different groups of aliens in this strange world of telepathic thought. See, people use telepathic thought to communicate to their gods. They talk to them telepathically. It's called prayer. And their gods hear them telepathically. And see, it would be Judas who is responsible for not wanting me around. So that's what I'm fighting against, is the fact that because I won't surrender to the power structure, existing power structure, I'm attacked by it, and I get kicked out of places because I protect myself, and they want to defeat me. It's just simple. There's a gang of people, and they have a ruling. They have a ruling structure in their gang, and I won't surrender to their gang, and so they try to defeat me. And so they're telling me Judas is gone. So that means one of this major network of people that's adversarial toward me is defeated. So I was informed that some people I know are gone because they were supporting Judas. They were using Judas. Then I heard some thoughts about this particular person had some other people I know tied. They had been bound, tied up. Like, this is kind of like pointing towards sexual abuse or torture or torment, tying someone up and tormenting them. So this is about abuse that people experience in our real world. And yesterday there was a lot of telepathic thought about rape. Somebody was going to be raped. And today there's a lot of telepathic thought about somebody's homosexual, and they don't want to be told on. So there's all this everyday human privacy, secrecy, private life stuff that we experience that's intermingled with these other minds that I can't see, that they know about our private lives. So Now, if a person talks about this kind of thing that I'm talking about, the group that is ruled by this puppet master Judas or Jesus or Satan or Allah, whoever it might be, they're going to define what I'm saying as being crazy. So they say I'm being crazy. I actually heard after I explained at the restaurant what's going on with me, and that to me Jesus is slime mold because he's in my place. He's trying to take my place. Now, that's just a fast way to explain to them where I'm at and what I'm doing. Because I've had all these dream experiences where I'm told that it's me, I'm the one, but we've got this other religious character that's in the position. Now, this is just all dream world stuff. So, what does this mean in reality? You know, we got to be able to manifest. We got to be able to show some evidence, to show some force, some power. To have this conflict stop, somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose because of their position. They're not going to stop until they're what? We have to kill them all? Or do they just become so defeated that they get into some different religion? They become so defeated in their belief in a God that's harmful to other people that don't believe in that religion. They suffer so much from being in it that they stop and they believe something else. You know, we're having wars. And like most of our wars are over religion. And that's real. That's like physical. There's evidence. There's you can see it happening. Real people are getting killed by real bullets. It's not telepathic bullets, it's real bullets. And it used to be real swords chopping people's heads off. And in Islam, it still is swords chopping people's heads off. I'm working to defeat all unfair religions and convince them to agree to be fair to everyone. So being told that Judas is gone is a step in that direction, I would think. And this is like a symbolic thing, you know, I don't know exactly what they mean. I want to have explanations on what they're talking about, but they don't give me explanations. I can't even see them to tell you who they are. I speculate they're extraterrestrials or something. This is a fight to bring about a desired future. So if Team Judas defeats me, then I don't have any power. If I don't have any power, I can't demonstrate anything that will make the website valuable. The Way of Fairness group, Team Way of Fairness, won't have any power if they defeat us. And, it's like my idea. It's my website, and it's my invitation for everyone to join us. And I'm just an equal member that must also agree to be fair to everyone, just like everybody else. And I'm working towards stopping all unfairness, just like everybody else that's in it. So we don't have a leader. We have a group of people that are practicing an idea. They were just talking about the apartment. So like, if my team wins, then I get hooked up with this apartment in the future that I'm going to be moving into or something. And I feel like if I lose, then I might be homeless, without a job, that kind of thing. So we have these fears, survival fears, that are wrapped up in the struggle for victory. So we're in a competition with other people, and they're probably feeling like if they don't win, they're going to be hurt. And like the people, members of a gang, if they don't have any power, the other gang might kill all of them. Or they might not have any desirable future. On the other hand, if the gang joins a bigger gang that's got traction, that's going somewhere, then they will have an even better future. So that's what we're trying to bring about. If everybody joins the Way of Fairness that will become the biggest gang on planet Earth, then all of us are going to have this happy future of fairness, where the unfairness is not allowed to any of us. So in the meantime, my experience is that I go to the restaurant at the truck stop, and I'm being heckled and tormented by people around me. And it's veiled, so I really can't call them on it. And I'm forced into taking this position, this stance of fearlessness, and don't even look at me wrong or you're in trouble with me, so that they stop disrespecting me. And I'm tired of doing this. I'm tired of me being required to be on this stance of everybody has to surrender because I'm here. I don't want that. I want them to be respectful to me. So they're not respecting me. And so I don't want to hear what they're saying because it's troubling. So I turn on a chant to Shiva. Shiva is the destroyer of evil. And you don't have to surrender to Shiva. He's not like a Western religion. Shivites don't intend on taking over the world and making everybody become Shivites. That's Shiva's business. They don't do anything like that. They're just devotees of Shiva. And it's not about conquering the world. The Hindu religion is not about one god of the Hindus that everybody has to surrender to. They have thousands of gods. They don't care which one you pick or if you change your mind on which one you want to be devoted to. And so I'm listening to a chant to Shiva, and I put this smartphone up next to my ear so that it's louder than the conversation outside of the others that are across the way on other tables. To them, I doubt they can even hear it. Unless I have the smartphone up fairly loud, a person 5 feet away won't hear it. So, I'm not that concerned with somebody hearing my music a little bit when they're not concerned about how they're bothering me. So they want me to turn the music off. And this becomes a telepathic thing. Turn the music down. Turn the music off. But nobody's saying any verbal words. So this is where the concept of Satan, the people that serve Satan. Oh, by the way, because I defeated Satan this past week, a lot of the people in Satanism that were being held captive in Satanism, like controlled by people, bigger Satans than them, so to speak, they got free of Satan, and now they're serving me. I dreamed of that. So I liberated some people from an evil Satan. And I'm liberating people from an evil Judas and an evil Jesus and an evil whoever. Because they can join me because I have more power than Judas, than Satan, than Jesus, than Allah. I have more power than Allah. And so there's Muslims that they don't have a problem with me because this is all telepathic and they can see that it's good for me to be around so some evil Allah doesn't control them. It's like I become a kind Allah to them. So they're still interpreting their world that it's Allah, but it's not. There's no Allah. It's me. So here again, I'm being cheated of being the one that's really the one doing the work, the heavy lifting, and they're giving the credit to some imaginary character. And they're giving the credit to their parasitic network of clergy that are teaching this is all the work of our great God doing this. No, it's not. It's me doing the work of this. So that's how I explain it to them. I don't like Jesus. He is slime mold because he's trying to take my position. And it's like free speech, you know. It's like there's a reality to what I'm saying. So I can explain that like I've just done. That's why I wanted to make this documentation on what it is I mean. Now, if you have a network of policemen and they're all servants of Jesus or Judas or Satan or whatever, and I'm not under control, I have problem with those policemen, just like I do other non-policemen. And so policemen come into the telepathic conversation often. And it gets violent sometimes. It's like the people supporting me, I use violent thoughts, it's just thoughts. Telepathic thought doesn't mean nothing. I mean, I want to see something written down on paper and notarized so that like it's a legal document on what we're talking about. Let's all do that. I'll do it. I'd be glad to. Let's get all this stuff on paper, what we're talking about, define our terms, and quit playing games with each other, lie to each other. It's like people are picking on each other. They find the one they can pick on, and I don't want that to be me. And it is a lot of times because I'm not in their game. So recently, from this world of telepathy, I'm getting the message that more and more people are in support of me. More and more police. Like the network of policemen know I'm trying to stop unfairness, so we're on the same team. I don't want them to be treated unfairly either. So the evil God, the evil God cop, is not in control of the cops anymore. And I imagine that there's been like a power change within their structure too, where evil's been defeated. See, we have to defeat the evil around us, wherever it is. When evil shows up, we have to defeat it. And that's what we continue to do. And join us, because that's what we're doing. And if you've done us wrong, stop doing us wrong and join with us, because our God is the only one with all power. It's not Jesus, it's not Allah. It's the all-powerful all, and it's the only all-powerful thing there is. So the future, the whole planet will be united. There's only one all-powerful. We won't have this war over religions. I was told to declare war. My alien friends, extraterrestrial friends, the girl got her arm hurt that was telling me telepathically to turn the music down. And then that's when they told the other guy that was with her that he has to give up because somehow there's this triangle thing going on where he's like holding her hostage or something. I don't know. I can't explain that. But there, my alien ET friends are going to be manifesting more physical pain on people to stop them from being unfair to me. They told me they will kill every other human on the planet. This is dream stuff. So I don't necessarily believe it. They might be trying to get a message to hard-headed people by telling me that in my dream. What they really will do, we'll just have to wait and see. Because I was thinking about when they were telling me that they're going to cause physical pain, pain on people's toes, feet, arms, headaches, mud in people's eyes, you name it, some kind of attack of pain or attack from some being that shows up in their brain and puts them in their place or whatever. That kind of thing. So I was thinking about the dream I had with the cutting the wood with the knife. I was told to. And it was a ritual, a shamanic type dream. And then me cutting the potato and somebody's telling somebody to shut up right now. So I'm thinking maybe they will cut people. And my extraterrestrial friend said they are going to be cutting people. Out of nowhere, invisible knives causing wounds. Now, typically people don't, they might not even put two and two together to see that that's why they got cut. You know, it's like, it's an accidental slip while they're cutting up the potato. Or it's just something, how did that cut me kind of thing. Who knows? I'm just saying that they told me like their protection of me is increasing. And I'm not backing down one inch. I'm going farther forward. I'm going further forward. With, if you do us wrong, you will be punished. If you agree to be fair to us, you're totally forgiven and you're honored. Join us. We'll stop everyone from being unfair to you.